She didn't hear anyone, because when she looked back down at her sketch pad, getting ready to flip over the top sheet with Captain Iron's face on it, something changed. Her graphite sketch moved. It wasn't a trick of the light either, or the wobble of drawn lines when a piece of paper got a little warped in motion. The captain and Idina's sketch turned his head on the page to look straight forward. Then his one good eye flicked up to stare intently at her. His glass eye, now a black and white rendition, flashed with swirling green light. Then the low, growling, rumbling voice of the thing she'd tried so hard not to hear crashed through her skull.
I have waited long enough, warrior. You can't outrun me forever.
The sketched Captain Iron's eyes widened on the page, making him look terrified now instead of the real Iron's constant don't-screw-with-me scowl.
One of us must reach through. If you won't, I will.
The grating, world-shattering bellow of the thing's laughter, the Oak's laughter, filled every crevice of Idina's awareness. As it did, a blaze of green flames erupted across her newest sketch. They licked at the drawing of Captain Irons, charring the paper and eating up the lines she'd put there. The graphite Irons let out a silent scream. His face contorted in agony as the green fire returned the thick patches of burns and shrapnel scars Idina had intentionally left out. With a gasp, she was finally able to move again. It was a natural impulse to toss the entire sketch pad out of her lap and onto the floor, especially when it was on fire. The second it hit the floor, the thunderous laughter in her mind was gone. The green flames had snuffed out, and the scarless drawing of Captain Irons was just that.